us with his presence and his power and do great things in us and our church. Thank you, Gail, for sharing. Thank you, instrumentalists. Thank you, Jamie and Kristen, for blessing our hearts today. We appreciate it. Thank you for watching online today. God bless you for your tuning in. If you have a Bible, I'd like to invite you to open to Leviticus chapter 25. We'll look at verse 10 as our springboard verse, Leviticus 25:10. That's pages 132 and 133 in your pew Bible. If you'd like to use a pew Bible, they are there for you. 132 and 133. The message is entitled, The 50th Year, A Special Time. The 50th Year, A Special Time. As you might guess, for Scott Lake Baptist Church, this 2022 is our 50th year. Technically, in May, the third Sunday, but this whole year begins the run-up to the 50th year, so we can call it the 50th year. Look in verse 10, Leviticus 25. Ye shall thus consecrate the 50th year and proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. That's from the Latin jubilius. That means celebration. It's going to be a great year. And each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family. Each of you should return home. Let's pray. Father, thank you for letting your word speak to our hearts. Thank you for this church. Thank you for giving it 50 years of ministry. As we begin this 2022 and think about the last 50 years, God, let us see your faithfulness in everything we've done, every step along the way, both now, in the present, and in the future. Bless today, I pray. Speak to every Christian and every member of this church. In Jesus' name, amen. 50 years ago was 1972, and lots of good things happened in 1972, like McDonald's Egg McMuffin came about, the Honda Civic, the jet ski, Popeye's Chicken, Mr. Pibb, remember Mr. Pibb? The Space Shuttle Program, Hobby Lobby. Lots of famous people were born that year. Dwayne Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, Brad Paisley, Ben Affleck, and Cameron Diaz. Hard to believe in 1972 a family of four could eat dinner for under $4, but they could. Hard to believe gas was only 36 cents a gallon in 1972, but it was. Hard to believe in 1972, 50 years ago this year, some visionaries started a church in South Lakeland that would be called Scott Lake Baptist Church, but they did. While the third Sunday of May is technically our church's 50th anniversary, today's calendar change, 2021 to 2022, signals the start of our 50th year as a church, which is a big deal for churches, just as it was a big deal for ancient Israel. Here's the background. When the Israelites entered the promised land, Joshua divided the land of Canaan into 12 parcels of land, and each tribe was given a parcel of land according to the size of the tribe. And they could use the land as they chose, or they could sell the land if they chose. But in order to keep the rich from exploiting the poor and monopolizing all the land, in the 50th year, several things happened that reminded the Jews they were part of a common family, a common future, and a common faith. They had a special obligation that year to reach out to those who'd forsaken the fold and fallen on hard times. At the end of the 49th year, start of the 50th year, a ram's horn was blown to mark the start of the year of Jubilee. By the way, this third Sunday in May, this would sure be a good time. That would be a good time, Lord, to blow the French horn. Give me a loud, blast on the French horn. I just think that'd be exciting. I'm too cheap to spend $250 for a shofar, so if you don't mind, just play that note for me. 2022 marks the start of our church's 50th year, and this is a big deal. Just as 6% of all marriages make it to their 50th anniversary, 6%. And 80% of church plants don't survive to their fifth birthday, and 90% don't survive to their 10th birthday. Surviving to our 50th birthday as a church, friend, that's not just a big deal, it's a huge deal. Some churches are like peach trees, and they survive to about the 10th birthday. Some are like plum trees and make it to the 20th birthday. Others are like apple and palm trees that survive to their 30th and 40th years respectively. Mulberry trees live to about 50 years of age. But I'd like to think that Scott Lake Baptist Church is a live oak tree kind of church. The live oak lives from 100 to 300 years. I started to say a sequoia, 1500, but I didn't want to push it, so let's go with live oak. This church has many, many decades of ministry left. And 50 years from now, we'll still be a healthy church, I believe, with great people and nice facilities and a growing neighborhood. But in order to enjoy a long, healthy life as a church, we, church members, need to take the same three actions the Israelites took on their 50th birthday so they could continue to enjoy lots and lots of years of jubilee in their future. And I pray our church will be able to celebrate lots and lots of 50th anniversaries in the future. But in order for that to take place, here's what's got to happen in our first year of jubilee, this year. Action number one. It's important for all church members to return to their family, to return to their family, to come back to church. Verse number 10, you shall consecrate the 50th year, proclaim a release through the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you, and each of you shall return to his own property, and each of you shall return to his family. Underline those words, each of you shall return to his family. That's a good place to cue up the song, We Are Family, but I won't do that. The 50th year should be a year everyone, every member of Scott Lake Baptist Church comes home. It's the time for every Scott Lake member who's not attending another church or certainly hampered and restricted by health issues or COVID to come back and get back involved in our church. Now, in ancient Israel, it didn't matter where you lived or your parents lived. In the 50th year, year of Jubilee, everyone went back to their homeland. And even if your parents or grandparents had been forced to mortgage the family farm, the property of your tribal inheritance, it all reverted back to the original family that owned it in the 50th year. Everybody went home in the year of Jubilee. So there's old, and this is hypothetical, of course, there's old Ashton of the tribe of Asher. His grandfather had leased out the land right after the last Jubilee, forcing Ashton and his dad to move up to Dan, which was in the tribal land of Naphtali. For decades, Ashton and his dad worked miles and miles away from home. And now 50 years later, it's the land of Jubilee. And Ashton and his dad were going back to the old family farm in Asher where he had spent his childhood days. How about Zoe's dad from Zebulun? He had leased it out in the 25th year after the last Jubilee. So Zoe and family had to work in a field in Jezreel that was in the land of Issachar. Well, Zoe not only grew up in Zebulun, she studied there, her best friends lived there, and for 25 years, she looked forward to leaving Jezreel and coming back home to Zebulun. For 25 years, she's waited on the year of Jubilee, the sounding of the ram's horn, when all land returns to the original owner and all people go home. The calendar pages had turned so slowly, but finally that ram's horn sounded. It was time to go home. It was the year of Jubilee. And then there's Ben and his family from the tribe of, come on now, Benjamin. Yeah, it wasn't so hard. Benjamin's parents and grandparents were buried on the property of their family farm in the city of Jebus, later called Jerusalem. After Benjamin's parents died, Ben struggled to keep the family farm going, so he was forced to lease it for 10 years to find work in Jericho. And like Ashton and Zoe, Ben longed to go home, and he longed to get the family farm back to honor his now deceased parents and grandparents. And every day for 10 years, Ben thought about home and the place he was raised. And every day for 10 years, he felt guilty. He couldn't manage the family farm like parents and grandparents. And he had to lease it to someone else to make ends meet. But now after 10 years, guess what? It's the 50th year. It's the year of Jubilee. And old Ben's going home. He's going home. Can we agree there's nothing better than going home? Isn't it true every home place you've ever lived has special memories? Precious memories? Hey, do you ever do like I do and we do? Drive by the old home place where you grew up as a kid. Do you ever do that? savor the old memories of what it was like back when mom and dad were still alive, still there, brothers and sisters still alive, still there, and the circle was unbroken. Doesn't going back to the old home place conjure up some precious memories from decades ago? Here's something pretty cool. You can type in the address of the house you lived in as a child, grew up in as a child on Google. Just put in the address, hit enter. And if the house was ever for sale online, you can go through, almost walk through, every room of the home where you grew up. That's cool. And see what the bedroom now looks like where you used to sleep. And see the kitchen where your mom made you lunch every day. And the chandelier your dad hung in the living room. Why, it's still there. And the stumps that used to be the trees where you played, the stumps are there. That's the spot where you played. That place over the garage where you put up a basketball game and played many a game. Well, the goal's gone, but the memories are not. The mirror in a bathroom, watching yourself hold up 10 fingers on your 10th birthday and feeling really old, that same mirror is still hanging there. It's really neat looking at the old pictures of the old childhood home and going back in time to those precious memories. Friends, that's the way it was for ancient Israel in the 50th year. It's a special time, a nostalgic time, a time to come home and return to family. And I want our 50th year to be a time when church members who are not attending somewhere else will feel the freedom to come home. If a former church member is actively attending another church, if they're going there and giving there and serving there and using their spiritual gift there, praise the Lord. They need to stay there and continue to serve the Lord where they are. But if not, they need to come back home to Scott Lake. Friend, the ram's horn is sounding. It's the 50th year. It's time to come home. I want to invite you to come back to where you'll be received as a member of the family. If you're part of the Scott Lake family, if your name's on our church roll, and maybe you've not come in a while, I want to invite you to come back. And by the way, let me just say something to all of us who are here. When Ashton of the tribe of Asher and Zoe of the tribe of Zebulun and Ben of the tribe of Benjamin were finally able in the 50th year to go back home, can I tell you what the extended family and friends still in the tribal area didn't say when they came back? They didn't say, "Where have you been all these years?" "Well, I haven't seen you in forever. What have you been doing? Aren't you afraid the roof might fall in or something? After all, you lost the family farm." No, none of that junk was said. It was the 50th year, the year of Jubilee, and it was expected everyone would come home. The word Jubilee from Jubilius Latin means joy and rejoicing. Friends, the 50th year was a time of rejoicing. It was a time of celebration. Just as a couple's 50th wedding anniversary, their golden anniversary, should be celebrated with pomp and ceremony and circumstance, so should a church's. Since only 6% of couples make it to 50 years, the church should be able to make it to its 50th year and celebrate with pomp and circumstance as well. It's a big deal. When you consider that how few church plants make it beyond 10 years, it's a big deal that a church makes it to its 50th birthday. This year is our 50th birthday. Now, I have some bad news. I got some good news and bad news and good news and bad news and good. Don't you hate those? Here's the bad news first. In 2019, 87 churches in America closed every week. 87 closed every week. Good news is 57 churches were started every week in 2019, 57. So that means we only lost 30 churches every week. Now the bad news, that was before COVID, and now it's estimated that 1 in 5 churches will close annually. So of America's 350,000 churches, there could be another 70,000 churches that close on top of those that have already closed. Good news. Here's the good news. Scott Lake is alive and well after 50 years, and we're still reaching people for Christ and seeing disciples made at this place. Bad news. We have lots of people on our membership roll who were not attending and serving anywhere before COVID hit, and they're still not attending now. Good news. We want them back at Scott Lake. Bad news. They probably won't come unless we make an effort to invite them. Good news. I'm about done. Hang on. It's the year of Jubilee. It's our 50th year, and we will never have the spiritual, scriptural oomph, that's O-O-M-P-H, of Leviticus 25:10 to say in a loving, winsome way, each of you needs to return to his family. Come home, children, come home. We'll never have the authority to do that we have this year in 2022. You know, our Catholic friends have a very effective TV commercial I've seen. It says, Catholics, come home. Really effective. I don't know who the marketing department was, but they did a good job for them. And they're reaching a lot of people who grew up Catholic but left the church to get them to come back. Can I take the words of their commercial and change them a little bit and kind of tailor it to our church? And let me use their commercial and just rephrase it for us. Experience love and acceptance by coming home to Scott Lake Baptist Church. There's an old saying that goes, once a Baptist, always a Baptist. Maybe you've been away from the church for a little while, or maybe quite some time, but now you feel a tug at your heart calling you back to Scott Lake. Listen to that tug. It's your Heavenly Father reaching His arms out to you. The Holy Spirit whispering in your heart, hoping to draw you home. We hope you accept this as your invitation to rediscover the truth, wonder, and mystery of the Baptist faith. As your brothers and sisters in a worldwide Southern Baptist family, we want you back. We've missed you. Our church is not the same without you. So regardless of why you left or got out of the habit of going to church, you can always come home and return to the practice of Bible study, service, fellowship, and the fullness of relationship with Jesus Christ and the church He founded. We are Scott Lake Baptist Church. Welcome home. End quote. And I'd add this little tagline on the end of it. It's the start of our 50th year, and there's no better time to come home than now. Than now. I love that. Time to come home. Come back. Notice number two in the 50th year, Scott Lake members, like the ancient Israelites, should remember their future. Should remember their future. Look, if you would, in verse 23. The land, moreover, shall not be sold permanently, for the land is mine. Oh, those are good words worth underlining. For you are but aliens and sojourners with me. In the 50th year, the land went back to the original owners to whom God gave it to show it's God's land, and it still is. Now, the United Nations might pass resolution number 246 that says Israel should give up their land for peace, but those folks need to reread Leviticus 25:23, where God said, the land is mine. The land does not belong to the United Nations or Hamas or the Palestinians or even Israel. God said the land is mine, and He determined long ago to give it to the descendants of Abraham, the Jews. But don't miss the last part of the verse, for you are but aliens and sojourners with me. Friend, that was true for the Jews to whom God gave the land, and it's true for every believer in Christ. Our citizenship is in heaven, Philippians 3:20. 1 Peter 2:11, Peter told us to live as strangers and pilgrims, that is, foreigners and exiles. We need to remember this world is not our oyster. It is not our home. It's not where we're going to be 100 years from now. It would have been easy for the Jews to think the land was their eternal home, but it was not their eternal home. Hebrews 11:16, we're told about those great Old Testament saints and the heroes of the faith who longed for a better country, a heavenly country. Why is that? Why is it they long for heaven? It's because they knew the best is yet to come. We're not in the best right now. The best is yet to come. Now, I praise the Lord that He's given us the buildings we have and the parking we have and the land we have and the location we have. I praise God for the Family Life Center we were able to build 7 years ago. Brother Matt Turner, who's our building committee chairman and a professional planner, drawer, constructor, he was sharing with me that if we tried to build the Family Life Center today, it would cost us over $6 million today. Over $6 million. He's right. And that's assuming that we get the materials, that we can get the materials. Have you tried to get materials lately? Much less that we could afford the materials. Newsflash, $6 million, we couldn't afford it. I'm glad we did what we did when we did it, or we couldn't have done it at all. Can I do that again? I just like patting my foot. I'm glad we did what we did when we did it, or we couldn't have done it at all. But as important as it was to our future, we still need to remember, friend, like the ancient Israelites, we're only strangers and sojourners. We're just passing through. If Jesus does not come back in the next 50 years, and I do believe he will, but if he doesn't, I believe there will still be a group of believers here meeting at this spot every week, reaching people for Jesus, and regardless of what they will have built better or made bigger or expanded, and I hope some of that's happened in 50 years, still they too will need to remember, like we do, that regardless of how long the Lord leaves us here, we are only strangers and sojourners and pilgrims in a foreign land. Jesus said in John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This same Jesus who was taken from us into heaven shall so come again in like manners we have read about his going. And until he comes, we're to be eagerly watching and waiting for him to return. The old hymn we sing says, maybe morning, maybe noon, maybe evening, and maybe soon, coming again, oh, what a wonderful day it will be. Jesus will come someday. And somewhere in time, this is going to happen. Somewhere in time, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ, that is their bodies, shall be raised first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. It's not a matter of if he's going to appear, but when he will appear. It's going to happen, and it could happen in 2022. But even if he doesn't return in 2022, 2022 could be the last year of our lives. Could be the last year. It's amazing how many famous celebrities died in 2021. As I went back and looked at them, some were young and some were old. Celebrity deaths in 2021. Type that in your Google search again. You'll read the names of 550 celebrities, and as I looked at their names, I got to say, I recognize the vast majority of them. I don't know what that means, but I know these people. I've seen them. Some like Betty White and Hank Aaron were relatively good people, and some like Bernie Madoff and Larry Flint were not good people. Here's the thing. 2022 could be a great year. I pray it is. 2022 could be a not-so-great year, but if we're living as aliens and sojourners, remembering this world is not our home, it'll be a lot better regardless of what the year holds. In Israel's 50th year, the land reverted back to the original family that owned the land. As a reminder, God himself was the ultimate owner of the land. And by the way, wouldn't it be great if all mortgages disappeared in the 50th year? I'm just saying, just saying. Lenders financed the term until the next year of Jubilee. That's if you were 5 years away from a year of Jubilee, you had to pay a five-year note because the loan was over. Loans were done. Mortgages ended in the 50th year. I got to say this. I rejoice our church's mortgage is dropping really fast. It really is. I look forward to singing the doxology probably next month. Maybe we'll sing it again. I think we're going to sing it again. That means the balance has dropped from 1.5 to 1.4. U.S. government leaders do the same thing. We've come a long way from $2.7 million we borrowed and the million or more we raised and paid above that. But wouldn't it be great being debt-free in 2022 or debt-free in 23? That's got a nice little jingle to it, debt-free in 23. Thank you for your continual generous giving to our monthly building fund. God bless you. We need to live as those who are strangers and pilgrims in a foreign land. We need to live like we're on vacation. And everything we have is only ours for a short time. And soon we're going home. But until then, it's the Lord's. It's not ours. I don't want to ask this question, but it makes my point, okay? Have you ever checked the oil level in a rental car when you're on vacation? You ever check the oil level in a rental car? Why is it we don't check the oil level? Because we know it's not our car. We're going home soon. We just have it a short time. It's not ours. You don't check the oil in a rental car. Ever worried about a tear in the carpet in the hall of a hotel after you checked out? You know, you're leaving the hotel, you got your luggage, and you're going to go check out the front desk, and you see a big old tear in the carpet. Did you lose sleep over that night? Why not? Not my carpet. I don't care. Imagine you're in a foreign country, and you've exchanged your own currency into the foreign currency to which you're traveling. If you're in a country where you know you'll never come back, I'll never come back, you're more likely to give all your foreign currency away to the friends you have there because you know it has no value once you come back to this, your home. And that is the attitude we ought to have as strangers and pilgrims and sojourners in a foreign land. And friend, that's the attitude we ought to cultivate in 2022. As members of this church, whether death comes or the trumpet sounds, we're going to leave it all behind. It all gets left behind. In our 50th year, Scott Lake members should return to their family, come home, remember their future. As the old song says, there's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. And number three, restore those who falter. And I use the word falter because that's the word Moses used when he wrote it in verse 35. Falter. Look in 35. Now, in case of a countryman of yours becomes poor, and his means with regards to you falter. He runs out of cash. He can't pay his bills. He can't buy groceries. You are to sustain him like a stranger or sojourner that he may live with you. Now you got to understand the context here. If a fellow Jew fell on hard times, other Jews were commanded to pitch in and help him and treat him like family. Well, that sounds pretty good. What does treat him like family means? I can tell you what it meant when I was growing up. I had to get out and mow the yard and rake leaves and do all kind of work. If you're going to live under the roof and eat food, you got to do work. You got to do work. The Bible is big on the concept of working to earn your keep. Yes, we ought to help those in need, but long-term financial assistance should always be tied to work by the able-bodied. Able-bodied. Which would help the Jew who'd fallen on hard times, as well as the landowner who would be certainly helped by the man who'd fallen on hard times by the work that he had done for him. The principle is clear. We ought to help those in need if you have it in your power to help. Help those in need in 2022 if you have it in your power to help. Now, let me just kind of bend this a little bit. Hermeneutically, I'm just going to tweak it just a squeak here. Let me put it in terms of our church for 2022. Church members who are not attending for reasons other than health concerns and COVID concerns should attend. And we should all remember our Lord could return or God could call us home in 2022. So we need to keep the right perspective about possessions and time priorities. Oh, I like that word, priorities. If there were church members who were not attending pre-COVID, we should contact them and make an effort to win them back. And if they have real health issues and COVID is the legitimate reason they're unable to come, shouldn't we at least contact them and let them know we miss them and when COVID is passed, we'd love to have you back. You're part of our family. Man, we miss you. When you're able, come on back. I love the words of Galatians 6:1. If any man is caught in a trespass, King James, if any man is overtaken in a fault, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, lest you too be tempted. Paraphrase, we should know why our 1,000 plus resident members, I looked at total membership, 1,600 and something, I actually checked, resident members is over 1,000. We ought to know why they're not able to come. We need to know that. We need to know that. Now, people don't come for a lot of different reasons. Some because of a personal crisis, family crisis. Some because of sickness, health problems, financial problems, marriage problems, problems with children. Some lost their job and they're ashamed to come back because people start asking them a bunch of questions. Where are you working now? Some don't come anymore because somebody disappointed them or hurt them or said something they shouldn't have said to them. Somebody didn't call me when I was sick. Nobody checked on me. No doubt about it, some folks are looking for a reason to be justified in their absence. But some really need to be contacted, and they want to be contacted and restored to our church family. 2022 should be the year we seek to restore those who have faltered and fallen. It should be the year we act like the Good Samaritan and show we care. Because you know why? One day we might need somebody to restore us. And not as a negative critic, but as a brother or sister in a spirit of loving concern and meekness and gentleness. They show that they care. Look, I love it whenever I'm out on Sunday school. When I don't teach on a Sunday, I get a card. My outreach worker, my class, Darlene Herbert, God bless her, sends me a "We missed you in Sunday school" card. Hey, I'm the pastor and I like getting a card. I really do. So you know everybody else does too. Now, here's a dilemma that we're facing as a church in 2022, and I need your input here to help me to solve the dilemma. Here it is, all right? You ready to help?
Yeah.
Amen. I love that. I wish everybody else said amen. All right. How can we let the 1,000-plus resident members, we got 1,000-plus resident members, we have resident members means they live in this area. As far as we know, they haven't moved to California, okay? They're still living here. How do we let them know we want them to come home in 2022? Well, how can we contact 1,000-plus church members and let them know? If they're not actively attending anywhere else, we would love to have them back here with us. And let me just add, if they're not actively attending anywhere else, they need to be back here with us if their membership is still here at Scott Lake. Let me give you a little clue for the task to solve the equation. It's explained by the acrostic RAIN, R-A-I-N, RAIN. Are you ready? Here's how we're going to do this. The strategy to achieving this will require R, I love acrostics, reactivating our Bible study class outreach, reactivating outreach through our classes. That's where the focus ought to happen, in the age-graded Bible study class. Care groups, Sunday school, whatever you want to call it, doesn't matter, but we need to get our small group classes doing the outreach. So that's R, reactivate. A, all hands on deck. All hands on deck means everybody gets involved with the outreach. It's not just the one outreach worker in the class. Everybody, we got a big task. Everybody needs to get involved in making the outreach. All hands on deck. I, R-A-I, reactivate. All I is individual contacts. Individual, no group, blanket, text, email, where you're sending out to 1,000-plus at one time. That doesn't work. Individual contacts. And that means everybody calls another person. You can call, but a phone call means a lot. And then N of RAIN, reactivate. All hands. Individual contacts. N, not being so busy. Not being so busy. We don't have time to do anything. Not being so busy, you and I cannot help. It's all of us. We've all got to do it. This task is huge. We got a lot of calling to do. And we can't say, well, you know, I'm just so busy. If you're so busy you can't help with church outreach, you're too busy. The priest and Levite were too busy. They couldn't get involved. Good Samaritan did, not the priest and Levite. They just walked on by. They had things they had to do. Bottom line, friend, that's the strategy for reaching the 1,000-plus resident members on our church roll. We need more rain in 2022. Lots of rain. Yeah, we need more climate change, spiritual climate change in 2022. We need to reactivate our Bible study classes, all hands on deck, individual contacts, and not being so busy that we personally can't help contact those who don't come anymore but are still on our church roll. 2022 ought to be the best year we've ever had. It should be the best year we've ever had. It is our 50th year. It's our year of Jubilee. It's a time of celebration and joy. Oh, the ram's horn is sounding. It's time to come home. It's time to rejoice at what God has done and what He is doing and what He's going to do this coming year. It's a time to pray for more rain. more rain. Let it rain. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you'll re-energize us as a congregation. God, we need your Spirit working in our hearts and our minds to see your church grow. Let us realize the principles of the 50th year can still apply in some measured way to us here at Scott Lake this coming year. Help us, Lord, to remember the privilege we have of serving you and getting involved for your kingdom's work and service. And Lord, I know that the message has been for believers today, for members of Scott Lake, but if there's one here this morning who's never, ever received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that they would do one of two things. They would either come forward as we have the invitation, as I put on a mask, I'll be happy to talk to them, pray with them. We have counselors of like gender that can go with them in a private place and answer their questions. Or Lord, at the very least, they will fill out a contact card and say, I have questions about receiving Jesus. Please contact me. Maybe someone that's already saved, but they have questions about being a member of Scott Lake. Lord, maybe they would fill out a card and say, I have questions of membership. Please contact me. And Lord, assure them by your Spirit, I will do that. We will do that. Thank you for this great day. Thank you for the start of 2022. And God, we pray in advance it would be a great year for the glory of God and Jesus who shed his blood for this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Invitational hymn, I think, is You Must Be Born Again, 322. And I'm going to stand right here at the front. If you need to pray with me, I will be thrilled to put on a mask and have prayer with you. And if you need to talk to me later after the service, I'll be waiting around for you as well, all right? Be in the spirit of prayer. You know, this is the most important time of a service. Be in the spirit of prayer. Let's stand. You come as we sing. I'd like us to sing one last verse. Again, if you're not 103% sure, if you died today or the Lord came back today, you'd be with the Lord, why not nail it down today? Get it squared away. I'll be happy to pray with you. Again, we have trained counselors available on standby that can pray with you. Come on. One more verse. Think about the words. Amen. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget there's no evening service tonight, but we will have our Wednesday night Bible study this coming Wednesday night, so don't forget about that. All right, this Wednesday night. How many of you here today have been married for 50 years or more? Raise your hand. Amen. Amen. I just thought about that. We need to get you a little pin that says, I'm in the 6% club, right? That's awesome. God bless you. All right. Thank you for your generous giving in 2021. I mean that from my heart. Thank you so much. Brother Ray, would you mind and come and voice our closing prayer? And I'll see you Wednesday night. Okay. Have a great day.
All right. If you'll bow your heads with me, please. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for the message we heard today, Lord. We thank you for this coming new year, Lord. We pray you give us health throughout the year, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you give us opportunities, Lord, as a church to let others know about you, Lord, whether through deed or through word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for allowing this church to stand for 50 years firmly on your word here in South Lakeland, Lord, and we pray that you give us many, many more years in order to do so, Lord. We thank you for being the great God that you are. Thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us as a people. And we lift up the offering today, Lord. Allow us to use it, Lord, to further your kingdom, that you multiply it, Lord, and that it be used for great things in order for your kingdom to prosper, Lord. We ask you these things in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen.
Amen. See you Wednesday.